City morgue, you kill him, we chill him.
All right, that was a good one. I loved that. That was good.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Just had a couple days off. Did nothing but, like, you know,
think
I got
of
just like
great lines.
No, that's one that's been in the deck for a while.
Okay. All right. That was good.
But,
I liked that.
Yeah, good. I'm glad I could make your Tuesday a little happier.
Yeah. No, I am back. I am working. I was in Destin, Florida, so it was very nice, very relaxing with my toes in the sand. And now I'm ready to sell some diamonds, you know?
There you go. Exciting.
Yes.
Did you go with family? Did you go
My dad, we try to go, like, for, so my Father's Day, obviously we know when Father's Day is, but my sister is also, her birthday is June 22nd, so we kind of try to do a combo, because she lives in Nashville, and obviously my dad lives here with me, so we'll try to do, she drives down from Nashville, dad and I fly, and we'll get a condo for a long weekend.
Super cool.
Yeah.
Sounds like fun.
It was. I am definitely a little burnt. skin's a little toasty, but I don't mind.
Right. It's worth it.
Totally worth
being
it.
Being out of cold country is always worth it.
Oh, yes, for sure. How about you, though? What did you do with your days off?
Well, Sunday was, you know, clean up and stuff mm-hmm. like that. And yesterday, I'm getting into, like, smoking meats and stuff.
Okay.
So I made my own jerky yesterday.
Nice.
Yeah.
What did you use? What kind of meat?
Just, like, a beef rump roast. And
okay.
Slice it into thin slices. And
yeah.
Yeah. So I'm just kind of starting some new little hobbies to stay busy.
I love it.
Sitting on the couch watching TV. So it's too easy to do that.
It's so easy to do that. It's not even funny. What's the TV show of choice at the moment?
Just finished Game of Thrones.
Okay.
And then I'm going to watch House of Dragons.
Okay.
I haven't seen any of House of Dragons, so.
All right. I see you.
Yeah. Fantasy folklore is well.
You know what
up
you should watch?
Alley. Huh.
You should watch. It's on MGM Plus, but you should watch From.
MGM? I've never even heard of that.
It's through Amazon Prime.
Oh.
But From, F-R-O-M. It's like a little scary, but also thriller, kind of psychological. It's so good, and it's so confusing, and so, like, I'm on my second time watching it through, just trying to pick up things I missed.
Yeah, sounds good.
It is good. It's very good.
Yeah, I'll have to take a look at that.
Hi. What's going on? What's new?
Nothing's new. I was, like, all excited because last week I had a older couple come in for, like, a 63rd anniversary, but kind of got ghosted by them. So I'm glad I didn't request any. Yeah, right?
Yeah.
I didn't request diamonds from you for that. Still hunting down this 4-carat guy. He's like the most flaky person I've ever known. But then he comes back around and drops me another message. So it's like, I think I've asked him 5 times if he wants to place the deposit.
Yeah.
So we're like right on the cusp. I'm talking with like the vice president of Ajaffe's marketing. And
oh my God.
We get this rushed. And everybody's just waiting on him right now. And I'm like, oh,
why is he so flighty?
I don't know. I think it's just in his nature. He says he can't take phone calls for the next couple days. So
what?
I don't.
The fudge?
Yeah. I don't know if he's just like trying to make it a surprise for her. So he's like keeping everybody at an arm's distance. I don't know. I'm over it.
People have jobs to do.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
And if he's got a deadline, then he's got a deadline. But
so do you.
that's not my priority to hit your deadline. It's
right.
It's not your priority. So.
Oh, my God. Losers. Everybody's losers.
Yeah. So I'll just patiently wait.
Yeah. That's all you can do.
Yeah.
Anything else going on, though? Anything else I can help with? I know it's trying to finish out this June strong, you know?
Right. Yeah, it'd be nice. I've got some oval appointments this week, but I think I have enough ovals here in store. We have, like, a long-term memo program, too. So
who is that through with you guys?
Huh?
Who is it through, do you know?
I think through GN, but I'm not positive.
All natural or lab?
Both, I believe.
Okay.
But this oval guy had flaked on me before, so I'm just going to use what I have and not worry about pulling in labs. So, yeah, just kind of chilling. I'm over halfway to my goal for the year, so
that's good.
We're rolling into July. I'm kind of like, yeah, I'll just take what comes my way.
Yeah. Well, let me know if there's anything you need, anything I can help with. Obviously, you know I got you covered, so.
Yeah, absolutely. I'll keep in close touch with you, and, yeah, let me know if more fun and exciting things happen in the life of Tammy.
Yes, I definitely will. And if you do need any of those ovals, let me know. Mm-hmm. I mean, obviously, not everybody's got everything, and I'm sure there might be a ratio they're looking for or something. I mean, obviously, I've got the lifetime trade, so I'm sure that helps.
Yeah, 100%. We had a natural diamond appointment with our vice president from Sioux Falls,
mm-hmm.
and we did like a one-hour training late last week. I think it was Friday. But oh my gosh, did that help. It's like, you know, I'm still new to jewelry. I've only been here a year.
Yeah.
So it's like, how do you overcome some of those objections when people are talking lab-grown and without making the customer feel like crap for buying
right.
a lab-grown diamond.
How'd that go? Like, what did they, what was the...
Well, it's just, I don't know, some of the things he said, like depreciating asset,
mm-hmm.
You know, some of those words, those verbiages, you know, you can kind of crap on lab-growns without crapping on the customer.
Right.
So,
well, it's even the fact that, you know, they walk in prepared to make a $6,000 purchase, but if they spend $7,000, they walk out with $6,000 in value as opposed to $2,000 in value. You know what I mean?
Right.
Because it's like,
right.
hey, you only walked away with the value of gold.
Correct. And, you know, right now in our area, we're such a big college town that this fad is going around. She wants the biggest rock she can get. You know, but after building a rapport, he will say something like, you know, are you sure you want everybody to know it's fake?
Right.
And
like,
of course, you
really
have to
be compared to that Walmart employee that's wearing the 3-carat on her hand.
Right. Why not just go cubic zirconium then? You know,
right.
Why are you even buying a diamond? You know?
Right.
Obviously, I wouldn't say that to the customer, but it's like, maybe we should go a little smaller so everybody doesn't know it's fake.
Right.
You know,
maybe let's go be a little bit more modest so you have something to work towards.
Mm-hmm. You know, and when they bring up, like, color and clarity, obviously we're talking that with natural diamonds, but he's like, it doesn't matter. It's all the same.
It's all colorless, yes. Like, there is no differentiation. That's why, like, a lot of times, too, when, you know, not you guys, but, like, I have other jewelry stores that are like, hey, can you get me 4 options in DEF, VS, VS? I'm like, no. Like, it doesn't make sense to do that because you're just up against yourself and, like, what? They're going to go and look at all these colorless options and there's no differentiation? Like, and they're not even, like, priced accurately anymore because it's just a matter of when they purchased the diamond, like when the original vendor purchased that diamond. It has nothing to do with the actual sex of the diamond.
Yeah, and he talked about, like, the history of it and, you know, telling people that lab-grown diamonds have been around for 80 years and they're used in drill bits and technology and stuff like that. So
yeah.
It was really good.
Yep.
Yeah, really good conversation. So trying to formulate that into my pitch, I think it's going to be super cool.
Yeah, I mean, people don't come in asking for synthetic color, right? So why come in asking for synthetic diamonds?
Mm-hmm.
So.
Is that how you pitch them, as synthetic?
Well, I think that's going to be the push overall, but it's true. I mean, it's the same with, you know, colored gemstones, right? People don't come in asking for, hey, can I get a lab-grown ruby? No, they don't ask for that, but it's the same thing.
Yeah, I threw, on Saturday, we were, like, slammed. And
yeah.
I threw out the, well, you know, fake diamonds this, fake diamonds that. And you could tell she just got salty. And maybe if I don't have a good rapport, I should use synthetic. So that's
I would definitely, I would definitely probably say synthetic. Because even lab-grown, they think it's made in a lab, but it's like, you then if they don't want to hear lab, then say factory-made. Because
sure,
it's actually
sure.
done in a factory. It's not actually, they think it's white coats and all, you know, science. It's not. It's a factory. It's not a Chinese factory. Like, you want to really go that route? Like, it's children in a factory making Nike sneakers. Let's be real. Like,
yep. And that's another thing he said was, like, people go this way because of eco-friendly and, you know, more sustainable. But in reality, they're being made in India and China because they stole the technology in the 90s and 2000s.
Mm-hmm.
And they have no environmental protection programs. Like,
correct.
They're just shelling these things out with children.
Yep. It's actually worse than the cell phone that's in your hand. Or I'm sorry, the cell phone in your hand is worse than what you're actually buying.
Oofta.
Like, compared to a mind? Like,
uh-huh.
No.
Yeah. Yeah. So, some good stuff. I'm glad I was able to kind of regurgitate it with you, too, because
it
brings it back fresh to mind. Yeah, it should be good.
Of course. Of course. Well, let me know, obviously, anything I can help with. I mean, we do this stuff. I know you guys are focused on so many different things, but, I mean, that's all my life is diamond. So.
Well, in a year, I'm going to be calling you every day because we're going to be just shelling natural diamonds.
I love it. I love it. Let's that be the goal.
Yeah.
All right. Well, let me know anything I can help with. You know, if it's more than a dollar and it's made of carbon, you know, I got it.
Sounds good. Thank you for everything. And,
of course.
Yeah. Hope you have a good day back.
All right. You too. I'll talk to you soon.
All right. Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Take care. Bye.